You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It's just going up to 6:42. You're listening to the SAFM Market Update with MoneyWeb, and we're taking a look at the Passport Index produced by Henley and Partners. It's an index that's produced quite frequently by the team at Henley that basically outlines the most powerful passports in the world. I'm joined on the line by the director at Henley and Partners, Lisa Čepek, to take a look at this latest index. Good evening, Lisa. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's start with passport power. What is that and how do you calculate it?
Hi, Jimmy. Thanks very much for having me this evening. It's an absolute pleasure. So passport power is basically every quarter, Henley & Partners publishes the Henley Passport Index, which ranks 227 passports according to how many countries they can access. So how many countries passport holders can travel to without having to obtain a visa. The data we use is obtained from the International Air Transport Association, which happens to be the world's most accurate database of travel information. So really, passport power is calculated on how many countries one can enter without having to obtain a visa.
Lisa, when we look at some of the movements on the latest index, I want to look at some of the normal things, or the seemingly normal things. I think about the likes of Singapore returning to first place. For years, every time I've looked at this index, they've always been in the top three, usually in the top position. They've returned to that position. Take me through some of the movements and where countries are ranking. I'm particularly interested in looking at countries like Canada and the United States, where the United States has for many, many years told everybody around the world that they are the best country in the world at everything that they do, and yet they are struggling to make the top 10 here.
Correct, Jimmy. Very interesting indeed. So, you know, despite the US being the world's leader in private wealth creation and accumulation, Americans can no longer take stability for granted as they have done in the past. So, you know, with political divisions and societal tensions at an all-time high now, American investors, entrepreneurs, wealthy families are now actually looking for a plan B in record numbers. So America has, in fact, become Henley & Partners' biggest market over the past 12 months or so for clients looking at an alternative option. You know, they're using it as an insurance policy, just hedging against the instability in the US at the moment.
Lisa, what about some of the other insights from the Passport Index? I found it quite interesting that we speak about the strength of passports. We're ranking all the countries around the world, and we're saying that the main thing here is which countries can you get into, or how many countries can you get into without a visa? And yet, on the point of visas, we still see that countries, particularly African countries, still continue to face this concept of visa racism. What's happening there?
Yeah, absolutely, Jimmy. So, you know, research reveals that while globally only 1 in 6 Schengen visa applications is rejected, the stats show that 1 in 2 African applicants are rejected. Furthermore, African applicants are twice as likely to be rejected as Asian Schengen visa applicants. So according to Professor Maru from the Johns Hopkins University, he sees this as a result of factors extending beyond purely economic factors. You know, weak economies and coupled with discriminatory policies based on identity and culture explain the high rate of rejection for African Schengen visa applicants.
Lisa, when we look at the state of the visas and we look at just the overall trends that we're seeing, you touched on some of these trends earlier around the fact that United States citizens are amongst the highest in terms of applicants for secondary citizenship and those sorts of things. Are we seeing some trends for the 2025 year going forward around travel, perhaps, that might be suggesting where individuals might be looking to leverage off of passports? Are we perhaps looking at a growth in sort of passports being obtained for investment purposes or for those secondary citizenship purposes?
So I mean, Henley & Partners is a global organization, but from a South African perspective, you know, we certainly do see trends over the years in terms of the most popular programs that clients are looking at investing in. And it does change, you know, the programs do change. Portugal has always been a really popular program for South African clients, but there's been a lot of changes there over the past 18 months or so. So there's a bit of stability that we're seeing created there now going forward, and we're going to see, more interest in Portugal again going forward. The Caribbean countries have also always been interesting for South African clients from a global mobility perspective, you know, that ease of travel. South Africans, although our passport currently ranking 53rd on the passport index, giving us access to 106 different countries sounds like a lot, but you know, there's no Schengen access, there's no UK access. So those are the countries that your Caribbean passport would allow a South African to invest into, say a St. Kitts or an Antigua passport, and then have that flexibility of the global mobility to enter those countries for up to 90 days at a time, without having to obtain a visa.
You touched on South Africa, Lisa, and I want to look at where we, I mean, obviously you mentioned we rank 53rd on this particular list. Where do we rank on the African continent? And are we seeing kind of an increased interest in perhaps other African countries looking to adjust their policies and be more welcoming? I know South Africa, for example, has wanted to explore the idea of saying that certain countries, when they come here, might not need to have visas. So we're looking at visa-free entries, the likes of Ghana saying they're willing to offer a passport to every or any African individual that seeks one. Are we seeing the shifts from these countries rather to open up their borders or to close down their borders? How is that shaping up the index, and how is that shaping up perception?
So to answer the first part of your question, where do we rank in terms of Africa? So in fact, the Seychelles is the number one ranking African country on the Henley index, with Mauritius in second place. And South Africa takes up the third spot as far as Africa goes. So we up there, but, you know, it's we're not on the top step. And, you know, as far as increasing our access and our, you know, our position in the global ranking, so to speak, we need to be more open to there needs to be more openness to other nationalities, you know. And you know, you touched on Ghana and various countries looking at policies to do this. So, you know, there is talk about it, and it is becoming more and more of a trend, and important for countries to feature with more openness and friendliness between borders. So there's nothing groundbreaking that's happened or imminent to happen that we know about at the moment. But certainly, you know, there is always movement on the index. There's fast fallers, there's fast climbers. Dubai, for example, has been really strong over the past 10 years, climbing up the ladder over 72 positions in the last 10 years. China as well, also a real big climber up the index. And the US is one of the biggest fallers.
Certainly lots to think about, especially if you are looking at exploring the idea of a second passport or perhaps looking to travel and looking to see which passports might be beneficial for that. I think we'll leave the conversation there, Lisa. Thanks so much for the time and for the insights. Lisa Chepek, who is a director at Henley & Partners, on the latest passport index that suggests that South Africa is the 53rd most powerful passport in the world.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.